1-800-875-5149.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Monday, March 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I took 6,000 cards to Houghton Lake on Saturday. I want to thank Lou Lewis from Mackinac County Republican Party. He is my absolute patriot helper brother. I greatly appreciate him. He brought the two boxes of coffee cups that we had left over from the St. Ignace Roberts Rules of Order class. We were able to put those out for some people to take. We also got rid of all of Neil Friske's Michigan State Constitutions. They're gone. That was the last batch of them that I had. And also, he helped put out these 100 packs. We have them in plastic bags. Vicky and I scaled them and counted them and put them into 100 per bag. And we were asking for a $20 donation. Well, out of the 6,000 cards that I brought on Saturday and Lou put up on that table, And we trusted people, you know, throw 20 bucks in the box and take your cards. Folks, the patriots that showed up at Houghton Lake bought and paid for 3,000 of those 6,000 cards. Half of them were consumed, gone. Now the 3,000, because there was 100 in each pack, okay, was roughly 30 packs, because there was 100 per pack. 30 packs times 100 was 3,000. Half of the 6,000 I brought. I was asking for 20 bucks for each pack. So if you take 30 packs times 20, it would have came to $600. Rick Selva, the chair of the Sheboygan County Republican Party, handed me a $100 bill and got his five packs. But somebody else threw a $100 bill in. And according to my count, they didn't take any packs. I have two $100 bills in my jeans pocket. One came from Rick Selva, and one of you other patriots threw $100 in there. And I don't know if you took your pack or not, but according to the count, you didn't. We have $700, folks, for the 3,000 that they took on Saturday. I now have enough money to order another 10,000. And we still have 3,000 left from the first order. If you would like a pack of these cards, 100 of them, I put them in a yellow padded envelope and I ship them as media to you. I can ship it right to your house or your business, wherever you'd like. All you need to do is go to our website, AC Conservatives, Antrim County, acconservativesisplural.org, and donate $21, because PayPal charges us $1.10. So we ask that you cover that. $21 donation. There's no link on there. There is no place where it says, you know, here's the card. Donate $21. Here it is. Because we have at the top of the page right now on that website the class that I'm teaching on April 13th. It's going to be in Traverse City, the Roberts Rules of Order class, and the Michigan State Constitution. We're getting state constitutions from that area's state representative, John Roth. But I digress. The post is about the class. Read all the information all the way to the bottom. Understand it. Make your $59 donation. I know $59 comes into our PayPal account, not yours, our PayPal account. You'll get an email receipt for the donation. That's your ticket for the class. You'll get the book, the guide, the state constitution, and we will have a great time together on Saturday, April 13th. It's coming up. The deadline, actually, to do registering for the class is in just 25 days. March 29th, it's over. You won't be able to come. So go to acconservice.org, read the post, donate $59. You'll be signed up for the class. But if you donate $21, I'll know it's for the cards. In the PayPal receipt, we get your name, your address, and your email address, and I put you on the spreadsheet, and we'll ship them out to you. Now, I got 3,000 left of the original 10,000, because many of you have reached out to me. They made the $21 donations. I shipped them out to you. You've got them already. Curtis Gunsmithing, 9996 Pickerel Lake Road, they have them on their counter. Roger Marsh over at Onaway Outfitters, he has them on his counter, along with rear window stickers for your vehicles. Go pick up your rear window stickers. Go pick up your card, maybe a couple of them. Spread the word. Because we started this in February, when I had these printed up, it says in the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. You flip it over. Are you satisfied with number one? It goes through 11 questions. I'm going to read them real quick. High gasoline and diesel fuel prices, costs and security concerns caused by an open and unprotected border, inflation and the economy. How do you feel? How satisfied are you with the surging crime that's going on in most of our major American cities? How do you feel about the forced EV electric vehicle mandates, rising food and consumer prices, the woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges, challenges to the loss of parental rights which negatively affect our children? How do you feel about fentanyl, methamphetamines, and other drug-related deaths, rising interest rates and mortgage rates? And last question, number 11. How do you feel about the attacks on our Second Amendment rights and your constitutionally protected ability to protect yourself and your family? Just think about those 11 questions, folks. Then how are you going to vote on November 5th? We're going to hear candidates. We're going to hear Democrats. We're going to hear Republicans. We're going to hear Libertarians, Independents. We're going to hear people talk about their platform, their issues. If a candidate you're listening to supports electric vehicles, how do you feel about that? Is that somebody you're going to want to vote for and support? What if they say that we need migrant workers in our country to pick our fruit, our apples, our cherries? We need migrant workers. We need them to come here. We need to support them. You hear these candidates talk like that? How are you going to vote for them? You see, these are not Democratic or Republican issues. They're American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk about these issues, these 11 questions with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. Paid for by the Antrim County Conservative Union, Post Office Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49629. This is on a 4x9 cardstock, glossy. It almost feels like it's laminated. You can get 100 of these cards for $20, 21 if you do it online through acconservice.org. You don't talk to 1,100 people. You simply give these cards to 100. Pass these out. Just hand them to people. Here. Just read this. The only thing I ask is when I give you the card is that you talk to 11 people about this card. And by the way, after you've talked to 11 people about the card, the questions on the back, give the card to somebody else. You know you've talked to at least 11 people here. Give this to somebody and let them go talk to their 11 friends. For $21 investment, folks, you could affect 1,100 votes. If they recycle it and give the card to somebody else and they talk to their 1,100, for $21, you could affect 2,200 votes in your community. That is what we are about. We need to get these cards in people's hands. I'd love to get them before August 6th. Because we're starting to vet these candidates right now as we speak. Today's March 4th. The filing deadline to run for office is April 23rd. The filing deadline to be a precinct delegate, which we need every single one of you listening to this show, listening to this podcast, listening, you must file your affidavit of identity before May 7th to be a precinct delegate in your county. I want every single one of you to be a precinct delegate on the ballot August 6th. It's a volunteer position. You do not get paid. You only have two obligations. When you're sent a call to convention for your county, you have to go. And when you go, you have to vote to send somebody to a state convention. That's your only two responsibilities as a precinct delegate. If you really want to be involved as a precinct delegate, you might walk your district and tell people who the good guys are and the bad guys to vote for on August 6th. That, to me, is the real precinct delegate's role. You're the liaison between yourself and your local county party and these elected candidates that are coming forward. You need to educate people as to who the good guys are and the bad ones who they shouldn't vote for. It's your opinion. You are not part of a 501c4. Where you can't endorse candidates, you absolutely can endorse people. You can absolutely tell people who to vote for and not to vote for. We need to get the right people elected on August 6th so that we can get them elected on November 5th so that we can absolutely fix the state of Michigan. We take back the House. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is done. She's a lame duck governor with a majority in the House. She will not be able to continue her agenda, her policies, EV mandates, and all the other garbage that she's ramming down our throats. Consumers' Powers just got a rate increase for natural gas for this upcoming fall and winter. Yes, natural gas for consumers are going up. It's her MPSC that did it. Help us stop this insanity. If you want a link, text me. I'll send it to you. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Lou texting into the show said, "You're welcome, brother. Also, I need you to call me after the show regarding election law. I'm meeting with the probate judge and could use some guidance. I'll call you after the show. I've got a few errands to run, and while I'm doing it, I'll give you a shout." Nikki Koontz, county commissioner there in Manistee. I always get her county mixed up with Monica's Benzie. I got that straightened out. Monica finally smacked me in the head. She said, "Lou is an awesome, great patriot. And also, I love your coffee mugs. I have coffee with you every morning when I'm listening to the show." Well, thank you, Nikki. Appreciate that. And thank you so much for that gift. And Miss Vicky already fixed your gift, so don't worry about it. He's been completely restored. I'll take a picture of it when she finishes gluing it back together, and you'll love it. It's so cute. Also, I got others. This one is interesting. Jeff Strasser, he's the Oscoda County Vice Chair, one of the founders of the Michigan Freedom Fighters, Sergeant in Arms, as of right now. He says, "Morning, Trucker. I want to sign up for your class on April 13th. I have a few more of us Michigan Freedom Fighters that want to come. Right now, six of us are going to carpool over to Traverse City." So I sent him the website, acconservatives.org, as well as the flyer. And he says, "Thank you, I'm in." He finally got in. He figured it out. He's not a techie guy, but he figured it out. He's just an old fart, he says. We're all old farts, Jeff. But yes, appreciate you patriots coming from Oscoda. Greatly appreciate you being part of the show today. And then, speaking of Oscoda, I want to remind you that the Oscoda Republican Party, who has endorsed Todd Smallenberg in the August 6th primary for the 106th, they're holding a fundraising event for Todd Smallenberg's campaign. You are invited to join us for this patriotic veteran to help get him elected for state representative. Please join us on March 15th. It's going to be at the VFW Hall in Mayo. It's going to be a spaghetti dinner. You know what? I think I'm going to come to this. I love spaghetti. Baba's spaghetti is the best. Paschetti. One of our great grandkids or grandkids used to say that. Todd is a proud conservative patriot veteran who served our country for over 39 years and is running to bring real common sense back to Lansing. It's going to be at the VFW Hall. It's a week from this Friday. March 15th. No, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be out of town. I will not be able to attend. VFW Hall is located at 1025 8th Street in Mile. It's going to be Friday, March 15th. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. The cost for the spaghetti dinner, whatever donation you want. All the money raised will go directly to Todd Smallenberg's campaign. Steve and Lewiston, greatly appreciate you sending that to me. For any information, you can call Jenny. Her number is 989-826-1444. Or you can email them. Now, I have the flyer from Steve. So if you'd like this flyer regarding the spaghetti dinner a week from Friday, March 15th, at the VFW Hall in Mayo, just text me. Todd, T-O-D-D. And I've already saved this flyer to my phone. Steve, thank you for sending it to me, and I'll forward it to you. Please share this with everybody. Now, I got an idea. It's a Friday night date night. Absolutely take your wife out for a spaghetti dinner at the VFW Hall. Donate 20, 30 bucks, whatever you would spend at a restaurant anyway. And the money is going to go to Todd's campaign. So that would be awesome if you guys would do it. Steve, again, thank you for sending it to me. Todd. Okay, Lewis got it and Nikki got it. They want me to send it to them, so I'll send you the flyer that Steve sent to me. There it is right there. Click, boom, bam. There you go, Lewis. Share that with everybody. And Nikki, you send it out as well. Love for you to attend. Vicky and I won't be in town. We won't be able to be there. But share it with everybody. You see, bottom line, folks, I think voters just need to be questioned. Not told who to vote for. Just question the candidates. These 11 questions are off, absolutely awesome. Done by the sheriff over in Leelanau County. Thank you, Sylvia Jones, for bringing it to my attention. I called and spoke with the sheriff, and he gave me permission to go ahead and pay for these to be printed up. The money I got from you Patriots yesterday or Saturday in Houghton Lake, we're buying another $10,000 because of your donation. Thank you. I'm going to take these to every single event I go to. I'm going to ask you guys to buy them and give them out to 100 people. And if those 100 people talk to 11, we're affecting 1,100 votes for $21 investment. Now, just to do the calculation, 3,000 of those cards went out. And if each card reaches 11 people, just from the Patriots in Houghton Lake, we could affect 33,000 votes based on what happened on Saturday. God bless you guys. Anything you want, text me. But now back to the music. 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God bless you guys. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great, magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call